Internet giant Google announced last month plans to test ultra-high-speed broadband networks in communities throughout the United States. The company promises internet speeds over 1 gigabyte per second, more than 100 times faster than what most Americans have access to today. Several communities around the country are considering bidding for the service, including Juneau. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Some communities are desperate to get Google's attention. The mayor of Topeka, Kansas, this week signed a proclamation renaming his city Google, Kansas, through the rest of the month. CBJ Assemblyman Jonathan Anderson says it's doubtful Juneau will go that far, but the city is interested in submitting an application for the broadband project.
I don't see that as being something that would be worth doing. I mean, I'd be interested in doing most anything, but what's really going to be interesting is citizen participation and innovative and interesting ways which individuals in Juneau propose what they could do with a gigabit of speed.
Google says it's hoping to make internet access better and faster, and it's looking for communities willing to help. In choosing a location for its test project, the company will consider such factors as level of support, local resources, weather conditions, and regulatory issues. A company spokeswoman says Google also will take into account broadband options and speeds already offered to users within a community. Anderson says Juneau has a lot to offer.
First of all, we're only one of 50 state capitals, obviously, and we also have the potential of saying we're unique because of our geography, that this would be a way to show you can do things over long distances and with geographic issues. So we think that piece may be something that we can sell Google, that we're interesting enough.
The Juneau Economic Development Council has been asked to explore the possibility of submitting a proposal on the city's behalf. Executive Director Brian Holst says communities need to tell Google how they plan to utilize ultra-high-speed internet.
How would that change our community? What would be possible or easier if we had better connections? What are the implications for health? How would that affect education? Could that affect business? How would that affect the media?
JEDC is soliciting ideas through its website. A Juneau broadband fan page has also popped up on Facebook. However, Holst cautions people not to get too excited. Google is a business, after all, and wants to make money on this project. So even if the company chooses Juneau for its test network, there's no guarantee the city will be interested once it finds out the terms.
Once we know really what this means and what it is for our community, we will then be in a position to decide, well, is this really something that we absolutely are interested in having happen in our community?
But Anderson says just talking about bringing faster broadband to Juneau is a positive step.
The main thing is that even if this is not something that Google picks up, this is the kind of thing that Juneau needs to do if we want to take our whole future to the next level. We've got to show that we're willing to be creative, innovative, take risks. And I think this is part of that.
With its ultra-fast networks, Google hopes to spur development of online applications. Like the transition from dial-up to traditional broadband made online video and other innovations possible, the company thinks more bandwidth will lead to new developments in streaming high-definition video, remote data storage, distance learning, and some things we can't yet imagine. There's no fee for communities to apply for the partnership program, and individuals are allowed to nominate the place where they live. The deadline is March 26th. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.